There you go. Everybody's kind of bouncing around in the studio this morning. It is a hopping show today. Man, the phones are like on fire. Shake it, babe. There you go. Get it going.
Well, when y'all throw things out there like call us with this and call us with that.
You get busy.
You guys look all relaxed, but it gets kind of hopping back here. So I wanted to start with, I had two people call to give.
Just let Roger and Williams, I know you've been on hold a long time. We're going to get to you, buddy, I promise. And then Rob and Phoenix and Bill, we're going to get to y'all, but Jennifer has something that came in during the break.
Yeah, so two possible solutions for that air hammer that won't go away.
Rick in Tucson.
Mm-hmm. We had Keith in Tucson, plumber, called and said that one time he ended up replacing a cartridge in the shower. He said, especially if it's a pressure balance kind of thing, that he replaced it. He said, doesn't it, you know, it kind of sounds funky, but that solved the problem for him.
But plumbing problems are funky. That's just a universal truth. So to stop the air hammer in this man's wall in Tucson, every time the toilet flushes, Keith wants him to change the shower valve.
Well, I think okay. I think he's willing to try anything.
Yeah,
at this point.
I would. Would do it. Yeah.
And Miss Marcy, who's very resourceful, figured out for herself that the air hammer in her house had to do with the water softener and whenever it regenerated. And it was an old softener. So she unplugged it and it quit. So there you
okay.
go. There's
Rick,
two.
We'll reach out to Rick and give him those two ideas. The two ideas I've given him haven't worked. So we'll just keep throwing him ideas.
And I've had several phone calls, Romy, for your calendar. And it's very kind words. Very.
It's
sweet.
Not my calendar.
Well, in my mind it is, as your proud mama. You've worked so hard on it. The calendar is just great. But I had someone.
We wouldn't have it without Romy. That's for sure.
That's for sure. And so anyway, one gentleman called and said, congratulations on the 30. And he said, I'm going to start this year and get the calendar. And everyone for the next 30 years. And they're going to be my collector's item. So,
you know, we haven't really. We didn't know if this was going to be an ongoing thing or not. You know, something new. Sometimes on paper and in concept, it sounds great, and then you put it out on the market, and it's like, pfft. So we don't know if we're going to have a 2019 calendar.
What's that?
Like a flop.
Well, okay. Based on the response, but, that's not going to be the time.
But issue. We've already got people signing up for it, so I think we will.
I heard you on the phone the other day. I overheard you talking to the printer saying, get ready for the second edition run.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
We're going to go through the first 10,000 that quick.
Yeah. And they are still in the process of being mailed, so I've had people call also. I don't have mine yet. That's okay. Don't panic. We're just, we just pulled the trigger before Christmas, and they'll be coming out in the next week or two.
In the D household, we've got a little minor problem because that home maintenance calendar I have hanging up, which is fantastic. But my Arizona Highways calendar has gotten real jealous.
And something, if doing this next year, we're going to add a couple additional features. So we had the photo contest where people could send in pictures of Arizona landscape and wildlife.
The Arizona homeowners, not professional photographers, they sent us their pictures. You put it out there, and all the listeners voted on the 12 winners.
There were, and there were some professional photos in there. Which is fine. Yeah. If you're a professional photographer, you can enter too, but anybody could enter. And it's the homeowners and the website users that vote on it, so anybody's got a chance to win. Well, next year, that landscape outdoor picture, wildlife or landscape, has to be from inside an Arizona state park. So we've added an additional layer to help bring the state parks in everyone's home.
Perfect.
We're going to add that. And then each month, we were talking in the 8 o'clock hour about the Farm Bureau will be here at the beginning of each month to talk about what's in harvest. January will be citrus, February carrots. I don't have them all memorized, but I know May is dairy month. And so we're going to take the recipes that y'all voted on that contain those ingredients.
So we'll have
a photo contest and the winning recipe for whatever's in harvest in Arizona at that time.
We will have a reason to make it a collector's item every year. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it is. It's going over huge. All right. Let's get back to the phones. We've got a couple people been waiting a while. We've got Roger, Rob, Sharon, and Bill. Let's start with Roger calling from Williams, Arizona. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. I have a couple of comments about before we get to my problem.
Okay.
This guy with the patio ceiling, just use some eighth-inch paneling.
Okay.
Get it in light or dark or whatever, and you can probably haul all you need in one truckload.
That's true. And I thought of another one. We're doing a home remodel where the patio's about the same size, and it was all the beadboard. And that really looked good, which would go along with your recommendation of a paneling. It looked really handsome.
Yeah, you can get a light or dark color, whatever you want in that, and it's real light.
Okay, excellent.
And also, I called APS, and I'm on a flat rate. My bill's only about $15, $20 a month, but they...
and you probably heat with gas in Williams.
No, I have a wood stove.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But my rate's going from like 10.8 to 11.2 or something. It's almost insignificant.
Very good.
But I've got a countertop, what do they call that, plastic stuff.
Plastic and, laminate.
The tenant went and right in front of the sink. Looks like he hit it with a hammer or something and busted it out there.
Ooh.
So I glued together the wood, behind it.
Okay.
But the front, then I used an epoxy and put the flock in it. It just kind of thickens it up.
Okay.
And then I filed it off, but I'd like to kind of paint it. The counter is real light colored, it's like a white almost. And is there a paint that'll stick to that epoxy?
Ooh, boy.
Well, it's designed not to have anything stick to it. So you're going to have to find something abrasive to rough the edge, some thick coat of primer, and then paint on top of that.
I used a rasp, to work it around so it's fairly smooth, so it's not real smooth now.
You know what, Roger? You're going to need to take a picture of it, describe the product, and I'd get into a PPG paint store in Flag, and talk to them. You may even end up going with a small container of an auto body paint.
Yeah, that's auto bodies are fiberglass, but I don't know how much resin actually is exposed on fiberglass bodies.
Well, but until you fill it with Bondo.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's going to be my recommendation, Roger. Take a picture of it and get into one of the professional paint stores in your area and see what they can recommend. I'm not going to have any real strong recommendation one way or another. All right, let's see if we can go to Bill real quick because he has a suggestion for Rick and the plumbing solution down in Tucson. Bill.
Yes, hi.
Hey, you got an idea on how to help Rick down in Tucson?
I've had the same problem in my house.
Okay.
And it went down to the cartridge inside the shower head.
It went down to the cartridge inside the shower head. That's two shower head and shower head or shower valve?
Valve.
Yeah, okay.
Valve cartridge.
And out of curiosity.
So he's supporting Keith the plumber in Tucson.
Was it a single pull?
I'm sorry, sir.
Was it a single pull, or did you have a hot knob and a cold knob?
No, it's not a single pull. It's a single rotate.
Okay. All right.
And once that cartridge was replaced, for some reason, it was not making a complete seal. It started losing its seal around the edges of the O-rings, and it became a little air pocket, and that's what caused the banging in the hose and the plastic lines.
Okay. All right. Well, Rick's going to be really glad he reached out to Rosie on the house, and I'm going to be really glad I reached out to all of you because that's two now. This is the kind of data that we collect, and I don't know anybody else that has the capacity to collect data from homeowners all across the state. That's why the answers that we post at rosieonthehouse.com are so valuable and so informative. So, all right.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get to Romy. Let's see if we can get to Sharon calling from beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona, the snowless city in Arizona. Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Super fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping you can help me with a problem that I have with my refrigerator.
Let's try.
It's almost 20 years old. It was in the house when we bought the house. It's a Kenmore, Sears Kenmore.
Okay.
And several years ago, my husband took out the ice-making unit because we just don't use it.
Okay.
So there's no water source leading to the refrigerator.
Okay.
And now it's starting to have water in the bottom of the refrigerator, underneath the drawers on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled out a drawer because I noticed there was a lot of water in the drawer, and sure enough, underneath.
Okay.
Now, I think it's coming from the freezing unit in the freezer, how it runs that white tube or something down the back of the refrigerator.
Right, right.
And I think that's where it's coming from, but I don't understand why it would be coming.
Okay, that tube takes the when the refrigerator goes into defrost mode, that tube takes the condensation that's in the refrigerator freezer and drains it out. 20 years ago, at Kenmore, you may very well, if you look at the bottom front of the refrigerator, there'll be a removable panel, toe kick panel down there, held on by two or four screws. Take that off, and
okay.
you very well may see a little pan right there that it's supposed to be draining into. But if some little food particle or something, lint or whatever, has clogged that drain tube, then the water is going to overflow inside the refrigerator unit itself. So make sure that drain tube is clear.
Okay.
And generally speaking, those older refrigerators would drain into a pan that was underneath the refrigerator, and then the heat from the compressor would cause the water in that pan to evaporate. You never had to empty the pan. You never had to do anything. But when it gets clogged, the water shows up inside the refrigerator just like you're combating right now.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
All right, Miss Sharon. You listening to us on CAF Radio?
I sure am.
We appreciate that. Thanks a million.
Okay, and thanks for the calendar.
Hey, did you already get it?
No, but I'm going to get it. It's,
all right.
It'll be in the mail.
Yeah, we've been taking pre-orders on it now for about a month, and we just got them delivered 10 days ago, and they're just beginning to go out. Our mail room took the week off between Christmas and New Year's, like the rest of the staff.
Yeah.
We gave the whole week off and told everybody, just go home and spend it with your family. But Jen Gura operates the mail room and the inventory room for the e-commerce store, and she's our receptionist, and she's assistant to the sales department. And we better not lose Jen Gura. She's got a lot of mailing to do starting on Monday.
And this example Sharon's talking about the, what was it, a Kenmore?
Kenmore refrigerator, yep.
This is where in 20 years from now, this Home Zada or Rosie on the House Home Zada digital application is going to be so powerful. Because as people enter the products and the manufacturers into the system, and they use the system to help maintain it and keep it up, we'll be able to look at the record sheet and say, you know what? This is what tends to happen with the majority of those units and how to fix it. Or if somebody's looking to purchase a new refrigerator, they can see a track record of which brands are reporting the least maintenance and the most cost effective. I mean, it's going to change not only the face of home ownership, but it'll be the first time there'll be any kind of collective information on how these mechanical and appliances device work on an ongoing basis. It's got the potential to change manufacturing over a long enough course of time.
Romy, when you came up with this idea, I thought you were like on a dose of peyote or something. I thought, what is he thinking? How can we possibly wrap all this up into one package? And you were able to pull it off, and it's going to be incredible. What Home Zada at Rosie on the House does for the Arizona homeowners really is going to change Arizona homeownership.